The 3% is a good news, it's a welcome news to Guta and our members. And the reason is simple. Some of our members will find it difficult to do the input-output, where you have to get the difference between the input and the output. And some of them also don't have the input. Some don't also have the output because they don't import. So we came to realize that in between the input and output, there's a percentage rate there. That's about 5%. So we came to an agreement with the ministry if that is to make it so simple for our members. So we came to agree on this 3% flat rate, where any even class 1 student can calculate 3% on 10 CDs. You can get whatever percentage you want. And the second reason too was that there was no parity in there because of when we were doing the original, that's the 17.5, some of our members were not meeting the threshold. Therefore, they were not paying the VAT to government. So we were saying that let's open the net so that we bring everybody on board so that almost every shop should be registered and it could be easily calculated on. But what was happening was that some shops are registered, some are not registered. And when we are all doing the same business, let's say, for example, Abosoka, we are all selling spare parts. Why should some be registered with VAT and some are not registered? So we say, let's make it so simplified so that nobody will have a cause of alarm to complain that I don't know how to, what is input, what is output. So in the wisdom of that, we came to agreement with government to come up with this flat rate. So I think it's a good, and what is going to happen is that it's going to widen the tax net so that everybody come on board. And I believe with that, when you share the taxes for people, a number of people, we say if more, let's divide. And that is exactly what we have done. So we could see that a lot of people, and government will get a lot of revenue with this.
So then you are so much in favor with this new rate.
Exactly so. We are in favor with this new rate. But the second issue is that we're telling the GRA that they should try and register almost all our members so that nobody will be out of the tax net.
Have you spoken to your members and what's their response?
Yes, it was a collaboration between our Guta and the government. And before that, we sold the idea to our members that at least they also need to contribute something to government, to realize its revenue and to develop. Well, we need the revenue to develop the country, and they should pay a little to government. So we spoke to them, which they agreed to. So I don't think there's issue or any cause of alarm when it comes to our membership. When you are coming with a new policy, it's not everybody who embraces it, but if majority embraces it, you have won about 70% of your heart.
Pierre of Guta, Joseph Paddy talking to Najagle Ago.